Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Talking Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Back to Talking Golf with Ann Liguori. So glad you're joining us this morning. Hope you have a great start to the day so far. And we go up to Brooklawn Country Club in Fairfield, Connecticut, and say hello to longtime golf journalist, author, colleague, and friend, Ron Syrak. Good morning, Ron. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Ann. And it's great to be back in the New York area. A lot of fun to be back here.
Lots going on in the New York metropolitan area, and gosh, Ron, this is what, your 187th major championship? That's unbelievable. You started it when you were 12, right?
That just means I'm an old guy. So, but I've covered a lot of majors, and I'll tell you very quickly, this tournament, the U.S. Senior Women's Open, has become a very special event because it's part sort of class reunion, college reunion, old rivals getting together. But then, boy, on Thursday morning when the bell sounds and they put that tee in the ground and they start keeping score for real, they all get their game face on. It's fun to watch.
It's so much fun to watch. And, well, you're a behind-the-scenes kind of guy. What's the week been like for you? I mean, it's been so special. Talk a little bit about the crowds up there and what's been going on behind the scenes.
Well, for me, I mean, one of the things that's fun for me is that most of these players are players that were on the regular tour when I first started covering golf. So I go back a long way with a lot of these players, and that's fun to be around. But the other thing is they're very, very impressed with this golf course. Particularly those players who are from Florida and from Arizona, they find out that one of the things that we do really, really well in the Northeast is hills and trees.
That's right.
And the first thing every player said to me after they played their first practice round is, wow, that's quite a walk out there. And, wow, the contours of the greens are awesome. You can't be past the hole on any green. So it's fun to watch them appreciate these great Northeast golf courses.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're playing a lot of golf in Florida, it's just so flat down there. And then you come up here, and it's so challenging with the slopes, not only on the greens, the contours, but also on the fairways. And you have to get used to hitting, you know, those awkward shots again. But the USGA has to be delighted with the reception that these senior women are getting. I was up there earlier in the week, and there were a lot of people up there.
Yeah, I think they're really, really delighted with the reception and the way both the fans and the players have embraced this event. And they couldn't be happier with the fact that 13 years after she retired, Annika Sörenstam returns to competitive golf, and here she is leading the tournament going into Sunday at sort of the dream scenario that the USGA could have. And it's going to be really interesting to see how she performs today. You know, it was clear to me, I saw her on the range, was talking to her Tuesday, looking at the swing, looking at the distance control from the irons. She's been working really hard to get ready for this. She's been working her butt off to be prepared. But the one thing you can't practice is pressure, the pressure of competition. And she hasn't been in this situation in 13 years. So it'll be fascinating to see how she performs today under that kind of pressure.
You're talking about preparation. So what kind of preparation did Annika put into this U.S. Senior Women's Championship? Was she pretty much practicing at her home club? Was she playing some, you know, competitive tournaments? I mean, you know, Matt, when you get back to competition like that, as you say, it's really a matter of being, you know, mentally tough. You have to, your game has to come back. But how much preparation did she really do?
Yeah, she's been playing a lot of giggle golf lately. Her son, Will, is 10 years old, has really, really gotten into golf, is competing in junior tournaments. So she would play with Will, with her husband, Mike. But this year she decided, she turned 50 last year, so she qualified for this tournament. When she decided she was going to play this tournament, and I've known Annika well enough, she does nothing halfway. So when she decided to play for this tournament, she decided to get ready. So she played an LPGA event earlier this year, first one that she's played since 2008, and she made the cut there, which was a pretty impressive performance considering she hadn't been playing. She played in the celebrity division of the Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions. She played in a celebrity event in Tahoe. So she's played three or four events this year to get that feel of competition when the score really counts, you know, when you're really writing your score down. But again, this is a USGA championship, and that brings with it special pressure. She won the US Women's Open three times, and I know her well enough to know that she would love to add a fourth USGA trophy to that that trophy case at home.
And if she wins this afternoon, Ron, she will earn a spot in next year's US Women's Open at Pine Needles?
Absolutely, yep. And I was there in 1996 when she won the U.S. Women's Open at Pine Needles. She won by six strokes. She hit like 51 of 56 fairways. And at that time, she had won the 95 U.S. Women's Open at the Broadmoor. That was her first victory on the LPGA. Then she won the 96 U.S. Women's Open. And I thought at that time, she's going to win this tournament six times in her career. She went another 10 years before she won the U.S. Women's Open again, and she won 2006 at Newport in Rhode Island. And she had several heartbreaks in there. One, Prairie Dunes, Julie Inkster laid a little 66 on her on Sunday to beat her. At the Orchards, Meg Mallon laid a 65 on her on Sunday to beat her. So the USGA events have always been important to her, and it would be fun to see her back at Pine Needles next year.
Can you imagine if she wins today, and if she then qualifies to play in a U.S. Women's Open? I mean, she'll be obsessed with practicing, don't you think? Knowing Annika, she'll be really – she's so busy doing so many different things, right? But she's really – to go and play in a U.S. Women's Open, she'll probably have to spend a lot of time – you know, just to get out there and play, just to satisfy the training regimen that she's probably used to.
She's sort of got this added motivation right now, too, of where her two children are old enough to appreciate what mom does, or, you know, at least used to do. And, so I think she wants to show the kids that how good mom was, you know, and that she can still go out and do it. Yes, there's no question in my mind that if she wins here today and if she qualifies for next year's U.S. Open, we might see her play more LPGA events next year as a way of getting ready. And you have to think that very, very secretly the LPGA is rooting for that because they would like to have her out there. Look, she's got 72 wins. Kathy Whitworth has 88. Mickey Wright has 82. 72 wins. No one is ever going to come close to that number again. In the modern era,
sure,
you'd have to take Kari Webb's career and Julie Inkster's career together is 72 wins. And those are two Hall of Fame players. Yeah.
72 LPGA Tour titles, 10 major championships. And you mentioned her children, and, you know, they're a bit older now, and they can really enjoy watching their mom, and they flew up to be there this weekend. And there's a little bit of a parallel to Tiger, because Tiger came,
yep,
you know, when he came back from injury and he played again and, you know, winning the Masters so magically, his kids were older and there to watch him. And, you know, you play for your kids so that they can actually see you while they're older and appreciate it, right? So I kind of see that parallel, don't you, with Annika?
Yeah, there absolutely is. And I think in the case of both of them, being a parent, in a lot of ways, softened both of them in a good way. you know, in both Tiger and Annika. They both interact with the galleries. They in a different way than they did before, a more intimate way, because they interact with their kids in that way. So you see them still with that same competitive desire out there, but with a little bit added, that sort of added softness of a parent that wasn't there before.
What is the overall feeling with the players, particularly the older players, who probably feel, and I've heard some of the women say, hey, this, we should have had a senior championship years ago. Are you hearing any of that from some of these players? A lot of them are so excited and appreciative to have this championship. What is it, in its third year now? But
yeah.
Do you hear also from some of the older players who are saying, gosh, you know, why did it take so long to have this senior championship?
Well, there was a lot of that early on in the first one, which I was at a Chicago Golf Club. You know, even Mike Davis, who was at that time CEO of the USGA, he referred to it as the "It's About Time" Open. You know, and that's absolutely right. And in a way, they missed the window. You know, when they started the Senior Open for men, Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, Lee Trevino were all still playing. Sam Snead was still playing. So they had a lot of star power out there. And with this tournament, they sort of missed that window where they could have had Nancy Lopez, Patty Sheehan, Pat Bradley, Amy Alcott, that whole generation. Some of those are still playing now, but they are too many years under the belt to really be competitive out here. But what I've seen in the 3 years that they've had this tournament, the fields are getting stronger every year. You know, this year they added Annika Sorenstam, Katrina Matthews, Pat Hurst, Michelle McGann, and every year that's going to happen. More players are going to be coming into the pipeline, and the fields are going to get stronger and stronger. Yes, they would have liked to have this tournament 30 or 40 years ago, but they're really, really happy that they have it now. And they're really happy that the USGA, with the way the USGA treats them this week, the tournament is run on a very first-class way. We've been at great, great golf courses. The first three have been played at Chicago Golf Club, Pine Needles, and now Brookline, and they're going to MCR in Ohio next. And the players love the fact that they're treated like this is a USGA major championship.
Absolutely. Jeff Poplarski is there with the USGA wellness team, and, you know, the women are getting the best in massage therapy and recovery treatment. So it's a really classy championship, and they've pulled out all the highlights, which is great for the women. Let's talk quickly before the show ends about Xander Schauffele. He won the gold medal in Olympic golf. Of course, it happened overnight. But finally, Xander Schauffele with the win, and go USA, right? It's just exciting. It wasn't easy for him. It was very stressful. But what are your thoughts about Xander Schauffele winning the gold medal?
You know, it was funny. I was doing a show early in the year, and we were sort of previewing the upcoming season, and somebody asked me who my favorite was going to be going into the Masters. And I said, I'm picking Xander Schauffele to win every major championship until he wins one, because he's going to win one. You know, it just seems it seemed to me inevitable with him for the last several years. He's been on the leaderboard at majors all the time. And he didn't get a major, but he got a gold medal. And of course, you know, that argument will rage. And as golf moves on and is in more Olympics, it's going to be more of a debate as to how important that gold medal is relative to the major championships. When you look at it, the Olympics only once every 4 years. There are 16 majors played in that time period. So there's 16 major trophies handed out and one gold medal. So it is a big deal. And it was nice to, you know, Xander's one of the good guys out there, and it was nice to see him perform so well this week there.
And this would be great for his confidence, too. I mean, obviously, at the Masters, you know, that was just after he birdied 12, 13, 14, 15 at Augusta National, he triple bogeyed the 16th, and boom, he was done. But it's so great to see Xander come back and win his first, title or anything since 2019. So congratulations to Xander Schauffele. Ron, you're always a pleasure to catch up with. Continued success. Have fun up there, and we'll be watching on the Golf Channel. Coverage starts at 2 p.m. this afternoon.
Talk to you down the road, my friend. Thanks for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.